This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As the United Nations Security Council prepares to vote on a resolution to bring aid to Gaza, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield provided an update to reporters.
We have worked hard and diligently over the course of the past week with the Emiratis, with others, with Egypt, to come up with a resolution that we can support. And we do have that resolution now. We're ready to vote on it. It's a resolution that will bring humanitarian assistance to those in need.
Thomas Greenfield did not share how she would vote on the resolution. The vote has been delayed another day to Friday. Multiple deaths, including the shooter in a mass shooting in the Czech Republic, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Ambulances speeding across a bridge in downtown Prague following a mass shooting at a university. Authorities say an armed man opened fire in the philosophy department at Charles University, killing at least 15 people and causing widespread panic in one of the Czech Republic's worst mass shootings. Investigators say the shooter was a student at the university. The building faces a bridge across the river with a view of Prague Castle, the seat of the Czech presidency. Police gave no details about the victims or a possible motive, but the Czech Interior Minister says investigators do not suspect a link to any extremist ideology or group. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russia is working to strengthen ties to North Africa and spread its narrative about Ukraine and Gaza as the United States' popularity throughout the Arab world diminishes. As the two wars grind on, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited Morocco and Tunisia this week in an effort to deepen ties between Moscow and Arab countries. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This